Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I wrote this post because I'm seeing way too much of this silliness lately. Somebody does something harmful to the cause and then wraps the flag around that choice. So we thought leaders can do a service to our marketplace by calling that tactic out. For those of us on the front lines with our clients, like coaches, advisors, the next big question is how can folks call out that misuse in real time? A tricky situation for sure. Here are a couple of positioning ideas that we can do. First up, focus on the impact. No one likes their motivation questioned. So instead of correcting their intent, let's do a deep dive on the impact on the behavior. I call this the ripple effect conversation. Go something like this. You know, I can see your perspective on why you thought this would be a good idea. But here's what happened, though, as a result. Blah, blah, blah. And then, this is why we need to change X and Y. Now, this approach makes the correction less personal. And it's a great way to address specific mistakes. For patterns of behavior, we got to take an indirect approach to get to the same place. I call this the comparing notes conversation. Goes something like this. You know, I get confused when you say something is a boundary because I think boundaries mean something different to me. Can we compare notes for a second? Now, this opens the door to note the difference between the concept and how it's used. You're calling out repeated behavior without the emotional confrontation. Now, what we're really doing here is positioning these dynamics not as someone is wrong and therefore must be corrected, but as making a request to solve a problem. When we take the personal out of it, we can lower defenses and facilitate positive changes. And who doesn't want that? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.